Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Fourth down, here we go. Shador to throw, pressured, rolling out to the right. Got to throw it, throws, knocked down, incomplete. Roquan Smith with the pass breakup.
And that brought to an end what was a very exciting football game. A football game that had a defense that really played its you-know-what off, did a nice job. A couple of big plays killed them because the defense was in a position where it had to win the game by itself, and it didn't. And you had two young quarterbacks, neither one of them phenomenal, and the offense put up 6 points. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. Ravens getting the win over the Browns yesterday, Andy. It was an exciting game, and man, the defense played well.
I don't even know where to start with this thing. I do know this, that they have 2 wins for the season and that all of the rhetoric that's going on now will go on all today, will go on all week. It just needs to be tempered by the fact that they are a 2-win team. And everything that happens moving forward, I just think you have to look at the big picture on this team. I know we're going to have conversations today about Shedeur Sanders left and right.
Dylan Gabriel.
I hate to say it, but I feel like it's more about Shedeur. But and some of the path that took us to where we are right now, again, 2 wins. I think that's the bottom line for me. And I'm not gonna get irrational about any of this stuff. I truly believe in what I believe right now because I think people
Well, what do you believe?
Well, here's what I believe. I believe Shedeur Sanders, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, so I don't want to give everything away, but if this was a redshirt season for him, the Browns would have been better off in the beginning of the season saying, it's a redshirt season, and they probably should have hung on to one of their veteran quarterbacks if they truly wanted to redshirt him this year. That's part of it. I think Shedeur is young. I don't think anyone ever thinks about that at all. I also, Gabriel's just because of his time in college is a little bit older, and I think that's one of the reasons. I'm tired of trying to determine where he should have been drafted. It doesn't matter anymore. He was taking snaps for the Browns yesterday. I have all these like thoughts, and Shedeur, when he said yesterday that was the first time he had taken a snap with some of the first teamers, I was just shell shocked because I thought he was getting some of those reps during the week, late in practice. But, Kevin verified that yesterday. And so, he was just excited to be on the field with Jerry Jeudy yesterday. Like, that you can't put a guy who is one snap away from playing in a position to have never played with guys on the field before. Like, that.
That's the way the NFL works.
No, the minute they decided to make him the number two quarterback is the minute they should have found 4%, 3% of the reps for him in practice. You can't, they knew he was one play away. I get it. If they would have said he's redshirting in the beginning of the year and that they hung on to one of the veteran quarterbacks, it all would have made sense. But the minute they decided to make him the number two quarterback, you have to be prepared. Just, and I'm not saying you've got to be prepared to start. You've got to have some kind of rhythm with the offense. And to me, it's just, it was mind-blowing. The excitement you could see in his eye that he had the chance to go play with the first teamers. Like, that's mind-blowing to me that they couldn't carve out 4% of practice, 3% of practice to have your number two quarterback. Doesn't matter what his name is. Doesn't matter where he is on the roster. I cannot believe that. And Kevin said it yesterday about rookie quarterbacks. Like, I understand they want Gabriel ready and they know he's a rookie quarterback and he needs all that stuff. But when you decided to make your number two quarterback another rookie, he needed some reps. And I'm okay with what he did at the end of the game.
That makes some sense. It's just not the way it's usually done in the NFL. It makes some sense.
But how often do you have two rookie quarterbacks like the way they do in this position?
I get it, yeah. But that's just not the way it's usually done in the NFL. Tyvus Powell yesterday in the postgame show, Tyvus is going to join us at noon, by the way. Mm-hmm. I said, Tyvus, explain this. And he said, backups never get any reps. I know that, covering the league for decades. That's the way it works. That said, your point's accurate. It would have been nice had the guy had a chance to work with some of these fellas. I flashed back yesterday to Joe Thomas introducing himself. I believe it was to Josh Johnson when he came on the field to play quarterback. Joe said,
"No, it was Blake Hansen, wasn't it? Hi, my name is Blake. Do you remember that one?
No.
Yeah, that was another one of those.
That was Baker talking to an offensive lineman.
Oh, you're right.
Joe Thomas introduced himself to the quarterback when he came out on the football field, and I think it was Josh Johnson. But that's just the way this works in the NFL. I'm not going to yell and scream.
I'm not either. I'm not yelling.
They didn't get snaps to him. Okay, they're trying to prepare the other guy to play because the other guy in their mind is further along and they liked him more, at least for now. We'll talk about Shadur all day. We'll talk about Dylan all day. I thought Dylan looked a little bit better yesterday. I saw some progress. I thought Shadur had some moments where I thought, that's interesting. And he had some others. It's like, well, that's why he's not playing. And that's all okay.
Yeah, I agree.
It's okay. And I'm not going to sit here and defend the coaching staff. I'm not going to defend Shadur. Shadur looked like a guy. For instance, Andy, that on the final drive, that pass to Harold Fannin over the middle for 25 yards to get it down to the, I believe it was the 35-yard,
inside the 40. Yeah.
It was a nice pass.
It was a nice pass.
It was a nice pass.
By the way, the almost touchdown pass was a nice pass, too. I thought it was.
I thought that was
great coverage.
I thought
if he moves forward, it's pass interference. If Larvidan moves forward, it's pass interference.
Well, to me, what that was, hey, Travis, I'm going to throw this up, and since you're the Heisman Trophy winner and going to be the second overall pick, you'll make the play. Mm. Gage Larvidan is not Travis Hunter. And that said, Gage had a chance to make that catch.
So, he did.
So, but that's what I saw a lot on tape watching Shadur when he was at Colorado was, hey, I'm going to throw it because Travis is going to go get it. Well, he didn't have Travis Hunter yesterday. And he didn't have anybody with his skill set yesterday at wide receiver. And that's a different type of thing that he's going to have to get used to. I thought Shadur was not good yesterday. That's okay. He had never played in an NFL game. He was 4 of 16. I mean, that's atrocious. But
he knew it, though. He knew it after the game.
Sure, yeah. But that's okay. I mean, if you expected him to go out and just light it up, I think you were delusional. And if he had, it would have been awesome. Would have been awesome. But he showed some things that made me think, okay, let's work on it and let's let him develop. And that's okay. You know, a guy who, for instance, when Baker came in and played in his first game, when Tyrod Taylor got hurt, mm-hmm. Baker was better. Well, guess what? Baker was the number one overall pick. They expected him to be better. And where a guy is drafted might tell you what teams think about how he needs developed. And that's, to me, that's what this was about. That's what it was about. He ended up with two quarterbacks, Andy. Neither one of them right now, look like the answer at quarterback. That doesn't mean they can't become the answer at quarterback. But given this situation the Browns are in, with two number ones next year, two rookie quarterbacks right now, opportunities, some free agents. It'll be really interesting for us to watch and talk about how they approach this. Because, man, they have to find a quarterback, whether it's one of these two guys, whether it's a veteran, and they drop him in for a while, whether it's somebody they draft next year. And guess what we're going to be talking about now till draft day and beyond.
Here's the point, the other point about Sanders. At the end of the game, they asked the kid to drive 80 yards with limited, you know, the offensive line.
65.
Or, is that where they were? It was back there. Yeah. They asked him to drive the ball 65 yards. He didn't have the luxury of being able to get them in field goal range either to try to, you know, tie the game. They're down a touchdown.
Well, they were down a touchdown because the offense was putrid in the second half and not much better in the first.
But that's not the point. Right. The point for me on this is...
he's the quarterback. They had no choice but to ask him to do that.
I know. And he put them in a position to be within inches of tying the game in his first... everyone's got a first day at work, don't they? And it never goes perfect. And sometimes you got to figure out how to log into the computer. You got to figure out where the bathrooms are. You got to figure out where the supply...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Supply closet is. You got to figure out how to do that.
Supply closet is really good to know.
It is, especially if you run out of pens.
You can get pens.
I just think that, yesterday was his first day at the office. And, you know, like he said after the game, it's the first time he's been hit in a year. I can't sit here and crush him. I think that... The problem I have with the entire situation is if the Browns just would have been open and honest, and we're going to talk about this, you know, probably coming up, that Jason Lloyd had said that the Browns had planned on redshirting him this year. Why didn't they just come out and say that in the beginning of the year? So there would be zero expectations. So there would be, unless things go.
You still would have had people screaming.
Well, that's okay. At least we would have known what the expectations were. And why didn't they hang on to a veteran quarterback? Why didn't they hang on to one of those guys? I just don't get it. It doesn't. And Jeff, you know, we talk about how it normally, you know, the backups don't get time. You know why? A lot of those backups have already played in the league and they've already had experience somewhere else where they had to cut their teeth a little bit. It's not all, you know, how many, you know, fifth round picks are starting right now at quarterback or have the opportunity to start this week at quarterback in the league that are rookies? you know,
that are rookies?
Yes.
Well, how many third rounders? That's Dylan Gabriel.
You know, right. Yeah. Mean, that's a great
it's
point.
It's the same deal.
That's a great point. And so it was his first day at work yesterday. I'm not going to sit here and look at the overall picture. The Browns did not set this up for success. That is the total bottom line. You drafted two quarterbacks. You put yourself in this position. You drafted a guy who is extremely popular, and that was evident when he came in the game yesterday. That crowd got electric. And then when Larvidan had the chance to catch that touchdown, the crowd was like still like, and then it was dead silence afterwards.
Look, I think it's fair
to
say.
They put Gabriel in a horrible spot, too. They did. I mean, they never really give this – like, they put him in a position after when they drafted Sanders to not have any chance of having him being embraced by the city. It's just – and it was evident yesterday again. The backup quarterback is always the most popular guy. And when you've got a guy who's already popular, it makes it even harder for success. If they just would have been honest in the beginning of the season and said Sanders is going to redshirt, it would have changed the whole dynamic. Would have for me.
I think that's perception. At some point, things change sometimes, and things change here. I think this is fair to say. You tell me what you think. If the entire goal this year was to win football games, okay? If the entire goal was to win football games, then you don't trade Pickett. You probably don't trade Flacco. And you start Bailey Zappe once you do trade both of those guys. Bailey Zappe's actually won a couple of games in the league. He was 4-4 in New England.
And where will Zappe be this week? By the way, they had no emergency quarterback. If Sanders got hurt yesterday, what were they doing? That's a question that gets asked if they win yesterday.
Question. But I think their goal this year, Andy, was twofold. Try to win football games while seeing if you have a quarterback for the future, which I get. I get that. Browns losing yesterday to the Baltimore Ravens 23-16. Ravens started 1-5. They're now 5-5.
Less than a 1% chance of making the playoffs at the time.
They've won 4 straight games. And Lamar Jackson doesn't look healthy.
No, he doesn't.
But that's all right. Their defense was solid yesterday, put a lot of pressure on the Browns' young quarterbacks, on the Browns' offensive line with beat-up tackles. Line had some issues, and the defense was really, really fun to watch. I give him a lot of credit.
Miles was fun to watch. I thought Miles was and Carson
Schlesinger, yeah. Fun to watch. I thought the defense as a whole did a really nice job.
Pick six. You had a lot of fun stuff going. Yeah, you're right.
All the way around. Julius is in Baltimore, Maryland, of all places. Julius?
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
And
hey,
thank you.
Baltimore, I work with nothing but Ravens fans, so I've been catching it all morning.
I bet you have.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
We'll say a prayer for you.
I appreciate it. But on his insight of the game, I think the rejuvenation of having a new quarterback back there who literally took no reps with the first team and was able to bring that spark and excitement is no turning back from here. You know, just the amount of blitz that Zach Orr put on the offensive line that Shedeur Sanders is unheard of. I think they said he blitzed 70% of the times that they lined up and stacked the box. So if you see how the coverage was open and they just sat in the pockets, he was able to hit and at least attempt to move the ball, we would be foolish to go back with Gabriel.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
That's what he said yesterday. So I know you said there's no turning back, but we'll see what Kevin says today. But as of yesterday, they are going to turn back if their starting quarterback is cleared for a concussion protocol. But I got to think normally in protocol, he's going to miss a week.
Depends.
At least.
Every concussion is different. I'll be the first guy on earth
Depends.
To tell you that.
Yep.
So,
but I also think that if we do go back with Gabriel, the locker room is lost. The defense was out there. They were playing lights out. And I think it was because they...
Julius, there's nothing that you saw from Shedeur that would make you think that the locker room is lost.
I think
he was 4 of 16. He was 4 of 16. He's a young guy. He needs a chance to develop. That's all okay. But he was 4 of 16. I can't imagine that anybody in the locker room is thinking, yes, we found our guy.
I think that I think the willingness to stretch the field and not be afraid to shoot the ball 25, 30 yards.
I like that too, Julius. I did. I did like that. Thank you, Julius.
Thanks, man.
Good luck in Baltimore. They're hanging there. I like that too, except the pass to Isaiah Bond in the end zone that was a terrible throw.
Mm-hmm.
That was a completely improvised play because he was trying to avoid the rush.
Sure.
Okay. And I.
The intentional grounding call wasn't exactly a great idea.
Right. The interception was a bad throw. The pass to Kyle Hamilton that he couldn't handle was a bad throw. All this said, I get it. It's okay. He was not good yesterday, folks. And here's the thing that I want to just make sure everybody knows this is what I think. Shador was not good yesterday. That's okay. This is why they've been bringing him along slowly and giving him a chance to develop. And they've not developed him. They didn't give him first team reps. You want to make that argument? Valid point. Okay, valid point. Except they obviously like Dylan Gabriel more, and they're trying to develop him because he's the starting quarterback. But if you think anybody saw anything out of Shador yesterday that makes you think, yes, we have our guy, it's just because you're so in love with Shador that that's what you want. And that's okay, too.
See, here's where I disagree with you, Jeff. I'm not in love with either one of these guys, but I did see a guy who got the ball at the end of the game who had struggled earlier in the game. They gave him the opportunity, and maybe, you know, Baltimore's defense was a little bit softer on that last drive, but he put them in a position to have a catch in the end zone to tie things up. That's what I saw. I don't love...
On the final drive, he was 2 of 7 for 35 yards.
Doesn't matter. He got him down the field. Like, I don't care if he was... If they got down on penalties, they figured out a way that when he was there to have an opportunity to shoot for the end zone and try to tie things up. It's just... Sometimes guys can... It's not because you love Shador Sanders that you could have a little bit of like, okay, I wonder what this is going to look like.
I thought it was fun, and I thought he made a couple of nice throws. But yeah. I mean, he was 4 of 16. He looked very overmatched.
He had one drop. One of those passes was dropped.
That's all okay. Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Call Flacco and Dylan Gabriel and ask what they think.
I get it. But I mean, I'm just saying, Jeff, it's not, I don't think you have to love, you don't have to be on the, oh my God, he's the savior train to say, oh, okay. And when you add all the elements, and they're not excuses, the elements to what's going on. Offensive line, not very good. Does he have the greatest wide receiving core? No. Has he worked with the first team at all? No. There's a lot of reasons to kind of wonder. This isn't about love. This is about wonder. And wonder if they have to waste two draft picks on a, or waste a draft pick on a not, I shouldn't even say waste. Wonder if they have to draft a quarterback next year. That's all. I wasn't sitting here screaming for Sanders, but I wasn't against Sanders the whole time, too.
Well, and Andy, all we want is for one of these guys, somebody at quarterback, to succeed here. The only difference between Shador and Gabriel in what's going on here, in the factors involved in this, is that Gabriel was getting first-team reps because they clearly liked him better because they drafted him sooner and Shador didn't beat him out.
Sure.
I mean, that's the only difference. Dylan's thrown to the same wide receivers. He's playing behind the same line. And it's not one or the other. I don't know which one's going to be better. I don't know. If either one of them is here in 2 or 3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Years, you know, who knows? So,
but here's the other thing, too. I mean, you said he didn't beat him out. And if we, you know, Jason Lloyd said, and we're going to talk about this later in the show, if they knew he was in a redshirt year the entire season, then he wasn't given a chance to beat him out. If they knew the second they drafted him in the fifth round that this was going to be a redshirt year for him, I mean, if I was a coach and I knew someone was coming into redshirt, I knew that the odds of him beating somebody out.
Go ahead and say exactly what you're referencing.
What do you mean? Oh, that Jason Lloyd said that it was a redshirt year.
In the Athletic.
Yeah, in the Athletic. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But if that's true...
He wrote a story and said that.
And if Kevin in the front office believed that it was a redshirt year, then he truly wasn't given a chance to try to have a starting... To be on the... I mean, to be able to be a starter this year. They didn't want it. And that's okay. He's a fifth-round draft pick. I get it. And don't sit here and argue and say he's not a fifth-round draft pick. Because he was. I can't... You know, what media says is talk, and we are talk, and it's all there. But the bottom line is, he wasn't the first quarterback they picked, just like you've said, and I totally agree with that.
The one thing about it, Andy, and if their plan was to bring him along slowly, you know, you obviously can't redshirt in the NFL, but you don't have to play anybody. But, and here's why I say he didn't beat him out. You think that the San Francisco 49ers expected Brock Purdy to beat out Trey Lance, who they gave up number one picks for?
No.
But they saw enough in practice that he earned more reps. He earned more stuff. And I can only assume, since I'm not watching practice all the time, and media is not allowed to watch practice all the time, I can only assume that Shador did not do what Brock Purdy did in San Francisco, which is impress enough to think, yep, he deserves more. Let's go.
But if you're not put in the position to do that, you're never going to be able to do that.
Oh, but he's out on the practice field. I mean, they...
Yeah, but Jeff, if you're
in
out
training
on
camp, but keep this in mind. He was fourth string at the start of training camp.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know, so, I mean, I understand. And somehow, some way, the coaching staff said, you know what, let's put him in a position where we can see what he looks like. If the redshirt status was true, as a coaching staff, you would never put him in a position to go out and try to earn the starting job or earn a shot of being the active quarterback early on in the season when you had a veteran. But like, why in the world did they get rid of one of the veterans? I don't understand it. To me, that's absolutely mind blowing.
Should have kept one.
Yes. Yep.
Mike's in Cleveland. Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, good, good.
Okay. Here's the thing, you know, Jeff, you know, you keep saying that the fact that I know, understand that Shador looked kind of crappy last night. But, you know, the thing is that.
But, Mike, that's okay, you know, isn't it?
No, it's not okay, because it's saying that he looks crappy. And the coaching staff, if they're saying they're coaching him up and getting him ready, how's that going to look okay? You know, that's saying that the coaching staff is not okay. Because what is he doing? I mean, you know. They tell me, well, I've heard, and maybe you guys have too, that Shador is used for first team reps against the defense. Now, let's just turn this around.
He ran the scout team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Recently.
Well, let's just turn this around for a minute. Suppose he had been on the center for the Ravens playing the Browns' number one defense. He probably would have looked just as good as Lamar, because he played against those guys and he know those guys and what they do. He'd probably been looking for Myles Garrett first, because he does that in practice. then he'll probably be looking at other guys, Denzel Ward and everything like that. So he might have had a better game if they had a reverse. I'm just saying, because if you're practicing against number ones, the defense, he's going to know everything about that defense. So if he get in there and practice with the number one offense, he's going to know everything about the number one offense. He said, I don't even know which way this guy right. I got to know what's his best move, what he likes to do. He admitted all that stuff, you know. And even the offensive lineman said, I never heard his voice before.
Joe Thomas had never met the quarterback one time. You know, I mean, Mike, I understand most of your point there.
So you can't say it's okay the way he played because he's not being developed right.
All right.
You're going to develop somebody.
All right. Yeah. But you're trying to develop another rookie quarterback, Mike. That's what's going on here. At this point in time, they deem Dylan Gabriel to be a better option. And he's a rookie quarterback, and they're trying to develop him. And it's nearly impossible to develop two rookie quarterbacks at the same time, at the same level. It's just not going to happen. And I'm sorry, I understand from his perspective. I'm not going to sit here and say he can't play. He wasn't good yesterday.
He said that yesterday.
It's his first chance to play in an NFL game. If he had been good, applaud. But does yesterday mean he can't become a good quarterback in the NFL? Of course not. Of course not. But I don't think anybody needs to make any excuses for him not playing well yesterday. Anybody. Coaching. Well, they didn't bring him along. Well, he's a fifth-round pick. How many fifth-round picks get brought along when they have another rookie ahead of him, Andy?
Agree. But that's, I also, the problem I have with that, Jeff, is when they made him the number two quarterback on game day, there's a responsibility to know what's going on and act throughout the week. Now, I'm not saying that he had to have all the reps. I'm just saying act throughout the week as if you're the starter, because you'll hear that all the time. When guys come in as the number two quarterback and they're able to step in and look good, it's because they've approached things as if they were the number one quarterback. If he didn't have any snaps with these guys and he was one snap away, that to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Certainly would have been nice if he had.
Yeah, fifth round pick doesn't matter when you're the number two quarterback and you're one snap away. That's all.
Well, it does to some extent when your other quarterback is a rookie and needs all the snaps he can
but
get.
They
because
made
he just
that.
Recently exactly. But that's the situation they're in.
Yeah,
you know, it's not Dylan's fault. It's not Shadur's fault. Might not be Kevin Stefanski's fault. Might be Andrew Berry's fault.
Could be Jimmy Haslam's
fault. They had two veteran quarterbacks. You wanted to win that game yesterday? You should have played Bailey Zappe. Sorry, Bailey Zappe is the most experienced quarterback on the team and has had the most NFL success. If that's what you're looking for, you should have played Bailey Zappe. You didn't.
Can't argue with that.
You're trying to win.
I'm not saying that I wanted to watch Bailey Zappe play.
You're trying to win and develop all at the same time.
When tickets were going for $6.
Yeah. There you go.
What do you think Bailey Zappe then sits in this? Does he come in as the backup this week?
He would have to, wouldn't he?
I would think so. But that means I got to put him on the roster, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah, well.
That's why he wasn't the backup, the emergency quarterback yesterday.
He's not on the 53, man.
He's not on the roster, yeah. That would have been. I mean, I was wondering, who's the next quarterback? It's weird. Like, if they would have won the game, I probably would have asked that question in the press conference. Like, hey, just in case, who is the next guy? But, you know, when you lose and the storyline turns a different way, you can't really. It's not like, I could have just seen Kevin's face. Hey, who was your emergency quarterback? Today is the day you asked that question, right? You could ask that today.
Oh, yeah.
Would you have asked that yesterday in a postgame press conference?
No.
No, I wouldn't have. That went through my mind. I was like, eh, well, I'm not going to ask that. I was just happy to get Shador to talk about the fans coming out at the end.
Not a bad idea. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Ryan is in Lincoln, Nebraska, the man who sees every part of the country. Hello, Ryan.
No.
Hey, Andy, Jeff, always good talking to you gentlemen, regardless of the circumstances that obviously at hand. This is just, well, first and foremost, I want to say hey to Bernie Kosar, man. Just
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
There, man, that is my idol growing up, man. And if there's ever somebody that you represent, like a Clevelander, it's Big Chuck and Little John, you guys, Bernie Kosar, these dudes are just... someone you think about, you know. But anyway, I digress from that.
Hang on. Can I get everybody up to speed just because you brought it up? Bernie was scheduled to have a transplant this morning. So, and I actually was texting with Bernie yesterday just just let them know how I feel about him, because Bernie and I have been friends, and Jeff's known him for a long time too. And I unfortunately had the experience, and as many people have, and the work I do with Life Bank too. And just, I just, Les, if you get 2 seconds today, just send a prayer to Bernie, like right now. That's all I'm asking. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
No, very well said. So again, obviously, football's in the back burner a little bit today. Obviously, just, but again, at the same time, we're Clevelanders, right, man? So we recognize, obviously, what's going on. We give a darn. And it's consistently just happening, obviously, with the quarterback conundrum. You alluded to just different dudes left and right, from Derek Anderson to Baker to just Johnny Manziel to Cozart to just whatever, man. It's every single year there's going to be something, some circumstance, obviously, that's going to give us hope or give us, like, throw our hands up in the air. And this is one of those years where throwing our hands up in the air. And at the same time, me recognizing what we have at hand, I still have optimism, man. Not for these two gentlemen. Hopefully they're second, third stringers. But again, man, this is just one of those things, man. We need a dude in there who can hold the fort down for 5, 6, 7 years, like you said, Jeff. A guy that can actually play, that's not going to be just, hey, man, he's going to be for a month or a year or whatever. We need dudes in there like a Roethlisberger, I hate to say that, or just somebody that's just somebody consistent.
Ryan, let me interrupt and stay on the line as I give you the stat. You ready? My favorite little tidbit going into the game yesterday. Dylan Gabriel became the sixth straight different starting quarterback for the Browns against Baltimore. The last six games against Baltimore, the Browns have had six different starting quarterbacks.
And that's unbelievable.
Here they are. Dylan, Joe Flacco, Bailey Zappe, Jameis Winston, Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. How about that? Ryan that's hung up.
No.
There you go. You want a lack of continuity? There it is.
You're right, man. I'm glad to hear, something moving forward is still out there. And again, not sure what that is, but again, at the same time, we as Browns fans, man, we just got to hold tight again. This is another one of those years, but I still feel confident, man, they're going to get this ship corrected. Hey, great show as always, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ryan, be safe there in Lincoln. Be safe in Lincoln. Andy, sixth straight different starting quarterback against Baltimore. And
this is the first time they've swept in a couple years, though. Yeah, that's crazy part of it.
Previously, the Browns had split those games.
Yeah, last 4 years in a row?
It was 4 years in a row. They split with Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Jay's in Brook Park. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Hey, yeah. I've been hearing on social media and
turn it off. You'll feel better about life. Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
Anyway, Andy, I've been hearing the excuse train over and over again about how, Shadur wasn't getting any first-team reps in practice. And, to me, that just sounds ridiculous. Like, he's one play away from being in the game if Gabriel gets hurt. So why would you not prepare him in the event that Gabriel does get hurt and is out of the game or is ineffective? Like, to me, you should be preparing all of your players. Every player on the team should be preparing like they're the starter so that when their number is called, they go in the game and they play hard and they play well. So it just seems like for decades, all we do as Browns fans is make excuses for losing and look for silver linings. And when does it give? When is it going to give? When are we going to have to stop making excuses for losing? That's what I want to know.
Jay, thank you. Just so everybody's aware, I agree. Would have been nice. You would think sometime between the time he was drafted and yesterday, Shadur would have had some reps with the number ones at some point. Okay, I get that. I agree with that. That said, Tyvus Powell yesterday, I asked Tyvus after Kevin said his thing. I said, hey, you've been on a lot of teams. You've seen a lot of quarterback situations. Explain what happens here. And this isn't me. This is a guy who has been with 8 different NFL teams in some way, shape, or form. And Tyvus said, backup quarterbacks get no reps. He said, what happens is you're always getting your starter ready to go, always. And the backup is right there standing, watching everything right behind the quarterback, getting mental reps the whole time. He said, that's just the way it works. Now, would it have been nice? Yes, absolutely. Should they have? Maybe. The only reason I'll say that is this. He started the season as the fourth string quarterback behind Pickett, Flacco, and Gabriel. Then he became the third string quarterback. So just since Joe Flacco has gone, has he even been the number two quarterback? So would it have been nice had he had some reps? Absolutely. That's just not the way it usually works in the NFL. Was that a mistake on coaching staff's part? You can interpret that any way you want, but that's not the way it usually is. That's not the way it usually goes in the NFL. Jimmy is in Fairlawn. What's up, Jimmy?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jimmy.
Listen, I was there yesterday.
Okay? Congratulations.
Season ticket holder, not going to miss any games. Was there with my family. It was a blast. I don't know if you guys were there or whatnot, but it was a pretty cool setting. They had a monster electric guitar thing going on at halftime.
Oh, they did. It was crazy.
It was awesome. It was a cool atmosphere. Defense was lighting it on fire. And then the crowd erupted, and I was looking around at my boys. I was like, what is happening? Like, what? I didn't realize, right? And then here's Shador on the screen, and we're like, oh, boy, here we go. Like, those of us who had our hands in gloves, we weren't checking our phones. We didn't know about concussion protocols or anything. So here we go. And I have to say, I think this quiets down the Shador crowd a little bit. I understand what you guys are saying about not getting reps and whatnot. But if the argument going into the season has been that he was blackballed for whatever reason, he was a top five pick, he should have been on a roster somewhere in the first round, a first round talent, even if you're not getting reps, has had enough football behind them that you don't come in and do that. The crispest pass that was completed went to a Ravens defensive back. It took the air out of that stadium. Wasted another defensive, unbelievable performance. Like, the stadium was
ready. Did you stay
until
the end of the game, Jimmy?
We did.
Did you? And so on that final drive, did you not notice the crowd got into it? Did you not notice that?
I
was sitting right there too, dude. I was right there too.
To erupt. But yeah. Then we meekly turned the ball over on downs, and we all were looking at each other like, what just happened? Like, I don't know.
I get what you're saying because I was there too, but I'm also telling you that I don't think the air is out of their sails. I think this is just he hasn't played in a year. I mean, yeah, how about the fact he said in the post-game press conference, he goes, I hadn't been hit since Colorado. He hadn't been hit since Colorado? What?
I thought
so. Those preseason games were all just a fever dream.
That's what I was wondering too.
Well, but they also aren't played at the same level as what he played at yesterday. I mean, we could argue that.
Which is what we talked about when he played well in the first preseason. He was like, this isn't what you're.
I thought it was one of those moments
where he said it at the post. I'm like, wait a minute, was that all a fever dream?
I did think it was interesting that Shador brought up several times that he hadn't played with it once. Dan, you got some news.
But he also got asked that. He was asked that several times. It's not like he was like, oh, I haven't played with him. He was like a kid in a candy store. His eyes lit up with the fact that he was playing with the starters yesterday. I mean, he is young. He is young.
You're younger than Dylan Gabriel.
It's not the same experience. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Which exactly, Andy, is why they haven't played him this year, because they don't think he's ready. You just nailed it.
And they
exactly
didn't,
right.
And they didn't help him get ready when they made him the number two quarterback. I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm not going to say that.
I can't argue with you. He's the number two quarterback. So that's the way that goes.
According to ESPN, Falcons quarterback Michael Penix has suffered a potentially season-ending knee injury during Sunday's loss to the Panthers. So as we get more information, we'll pass that down to you. But Penix is going to seek a second opinion, but it sounds like he had a season-ending knee injury, according to ESPN.
Which, of course, in college, he had some injury issues too. So that's rough. Kirk Cousins, dust him off, baby. Here we go. He played a little bit yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, perhaps a fractured left wrist. Stay tuned on that one too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.